Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? What, who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. The Football Friday in the Doghouse, home of the $1,000 payoff, which is coming up now on March 29th. Won't be long now. It's like what the doctor told me when he came in to do my son's circumcision. Won't be long now. The ump is going to give you a chance to win $1,000 each day, but you got to listen for the word of the day to win. So stay tuned for more details on that coming soon. Football Friday means football music, and I know what you want. Oh, yeah, my computer may have blown up. But the first thing I restored was this little ditty. 'Cause it's Football Friday! Of course, the Friday trifecta is in play today as well. It's pretty simple. I need your final four. And I need a car for Martinsville. Our winners are entered into a drawing for the spring weekend at Talladega. About three more weeks left in this deal. So far, Barry Ladger, either way. He's got three ping pong balls in there. Bama Tackle has a couple. Twisted's in. Kevin B is in. So you can see it's a very short list. And you can get in, too. I'm talking about right there. What we do know is who won't be in the Final Four, and that would be the SEC, right? I mean, goodness gracious almighty. I mean, you're killing me, man. You're killing me, SEC. Michigan hammered Texas A&M yesterday. Let me tell you something right now. If the Wolverines play like that the rest of the way, John Beilein is going to win a national championship long before Jim Harbaugh does, that's for sure. And apparently, Kentucky did drink the poison. I'm just saying.
It's like taking poison, like rat poison.
Yeah, they drank that rat poison because they got beat by K-State. And look, if you hold Kentucky under 70 points, you beat Kentucky. They needed to get their 60 last night. Now, tonight, four more teams go. In the Midwest, it'll be Clemson and Kansas, followed by Duke and the Cuse. In the East, you got Nova and West Virginia, followed by Purdue and Texas Tech. All of that action will be heard right here on your umpage. Coverage begins at 5 after we step aside. So we're bailing early again tonight for NCAA coverage. But you know what I've always said? Games trump time. Always. I know some of you, it bothers sometimes, like next Thursday when it's the opening day of the Braves season, and we'll have the game on. Games trump big dog. I'm just talk is about games. Games should always come first. I know you guys know that. You know I got a huge ego, but, you know, all of us do in this business. Games are what we talk about, so games should trump Tom bumping his gums. If you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll-free, 866-485-9867. We also have the Digital Doghouse for you as well. Our Twitter feed is at Tom Abraham Show. You can throw us a follow there. Facebook fan page, throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Then there's the text window. That's 7329-TA-SHOW, 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open, tom@tomabraham.com. Now, you can check out the Ump on Facebook at Facebook.com/UmpSports and on Twitter at UmpSports.com and online at on Twitter at UmpSports and online at UmpSports.com. You know this whole NCAA tournament deal? I mean, it really does drive the point home that football is close to having it right. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I love Sister Jean and Loyola Chicago. And seeing the Q's here in the Final 12, you know, that's cool. But look, is this really how to determine a national champion? Are these teams that were not even close to being top 25 teams, teams that should be this close to the national championship? And the funny thing is that we don't regard conference tourney champs in the same way, do we? Who's the SEC champion this year? If I say who's the SEC champion, is it Auburn? I mean, they won the regular season championship. They were co-champs with Tennessee, but they beat Tennessee. So you could say Auburn and Tennessee. Or is it Kentucky, who won their fourth straight SEC tournament? I mean, now if I say to you, who's the SEC champ, do you think of Kentucky because they won the tournament? Or do you think of Auburn and Tennessee? But we don't do that in the regular in the rest of the NCAA. It's the tournament champ. You have a hot week, 2 weeks. You have a hot run. You win six games. You're the national champ. I still think that four is too few for football. I think eight should be the max. I like the five Power Five conference champs and three wild cards, which allows you to do two things. One, you take the best out of the party of five, which like UCF would have gotten in under my system. You take the best team out of the party of five if they're, you know, if they're deserving, not if they're all crap, but if they're deserving, you would get that team in there. And then also by having the three wild cards, you would clean up a freak upset in a conference title game. A two-loss team beats an undefeated team, but you know that undefeated team is one of the best eight teams in the country. You got to put them in. If we went beyond that, I mean, are we really getting the best team in the country? I mean, I don't know that we would. You know, we don't want a three-loss champion in football because they won three games, do we, at the end of the year? Now, you can make the case that we really never get that in pro sports either. I mean, at least in the NFL, how many times have we had six seeds win the Super Bowl? Hey, look, the year the Giants beat the 18-0 Patriots, Patriots are the best team in the NFL. The Patriots were the regular season champions of the NFL. Does anybody say that? The Patriots were the best. No, the New York Giants, 10-6 that year, champions. NFL champion, New York Giants, 10-6. Beat the 16-0, undefeated, untied Patriots. But that's the way we roll in America. It's the way we roll over here. And you know, in hockey and in the NBA and in baseball, you get a best of seven series. So generally, we get the best teams. You know what I mean? You don't get a fluky thing typically. You might get a team that could beat Golden State a game or Cleveland a game or two or three or whoever it is in whatever sport it is. But generally, a best of seven series will reveal top teams. But that's the way we are in the U.S. We love playoffs and we love tournaments. We love this kind of stuff. I mean, maybe they got it right in the premiership. They got no playoffs. They got a lot of tournaments. They got no playoffs.
Yeah, do we have any goals this season? Absolutely. We're going to win a lot of games. We're going to get in the playoffs.
No playoffs.
There's no playoffs. Again, my job just got a lot easier. Ties and no playoffs. Why do you even do this?
Why? Why even do it? Why? Why even do that? The NFL's competition committee is going to get this cockamamie 15-yard interference penalty rule. And NFL Director of Operations and former defensive back Troy Vincent said today that while limiting pass interference penalties to 15 yards may work in college, which, by the way, I don't think it does, in the NFL, defensive backs will be able to exploit the rule to prevent open receivers from making big plays. Quote, the professional defensive backs are too skilled, too smart, and could play to play so they could be strategic about it. You don't want the DB being able to strategically grab a guy. Close quote. Now, in the proposal, there's an exception for intentional and egregious pass interference that would still remain as is with the offense getting the ball at the spot of the foul. That's in this rule proposal, that if it's intentional or egregious, great. That's what we need. That's just what we need. More judgment calls. This is a bad idea. It's a bad idea. The last thing we need is to put more stuff in the hand of the official. Oh, no, he really hauled him down. Here it is, 4th and 27, AFC championship game. Guy goes down the field. They click feet 22 yards downfield. They quick or 30 yards downfield. They click feet. It's egregious. Really? You're going to go there? I mean, look how many times we got the running into the kicker versus the roughing the kicker. The kicker has to go off on a stretcher and have surgery during the game for it to be roughing the kicker. We see these kickers get whacked all the time, but we put it in the hands of the official. Well, is that a 5 or is that a 15? Is that a first down? It's a 10 amount to a turnover. I do not want more judgment call. It's already a judgment call. It's interference. Now we got to add another layer of judgment to it. Not only do you have to make the determination that it's interference, but then you got to make the determination whether it's egregious. What the hell does that even mean, egregious? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Egregious and intentional. So now we got to determine the intent of the guy. Like, we know somebody's intent. You're a mind reader now. Bad idea. Now, good idea is the proposed change to the redshirt rule in college football, allowing players to play 4 games and still get a redshirt, which makes so much sense. I'd say just give them 5 years to play, period, be done with it. 5 years, play 5 years. But still, 4 years, and it makes so much sense. I'll get into this. But now there's opposition to it. This is something that Todd Berry, he was the head of the AFCA now, the American Football Coaches Association, which I'm a member of. This is something that Todd Berry has been proposing since 2001 when he was the head coach at Army. And they finally seem like they're going to make sense of it because, look, now the seasons are, could be as many as 15 games. You need bodies, man, to get through the season. This is good for the health of the kid. It used to be a kid would go out, he'd get dinged, and he'd be out for like a half. You bring him back the next game. Now we got concussion protocol. We're safer with the kids, which is good, but we need more players. You got to let a kid play 2 or 3 games and not lose his red shirt. One play, you lose your red shirt. Shouldn't happen. But now there's opposition from non-football people. I'll get into that. We're going to open up today with Anthony Herron, the Pac-12 Network. Big Ant was at Sam Darnold's Pro Day in L.A., so we will get his thoughts on what he saw. And the 3, Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com, joins us. He'll handicap the race at Martinsville, which ought to be racy, and he'll handicap the games for us that are going on tonight. Then we're going to open the lines up for the rest of the hour. In the 4, NFL insider Brent Sobolewski from the Bleacher Report is back talking draft and other NFL things, including this cockamamie rule. And he'll be followed by SEC insider Josh Ward, and then we're gonzo. And we're just gonzo, just like that. That cat over there behind the curtain playing the stacks of wax, the platters of matter, answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure that we stay on the air in our palatial home studios, part Italian, part Mexican, part mutt. His family calls him Antonio Macbeth, but to us, he's McFriday.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put the thing together out of special polish.
Brilliant. I've got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Someone call someone, because there's a cleanup on aisle three as a man is down.
It's like taking poison, like rat poison.
It's not St. Paddy's Day, so that's a different day entirely.
There's an embarrassing press conference in that kid's future.
You know, I used to stop at the Exxon and get a chicken on a stick, best I ever had.
I've always said I've never recruited a white quarterback.
The Italians die.
There's a man down! A man down in aisle three! There's a man down! T-Mac, how you doing today?
Big dog, I'm fantastic. And let me tell you something, you better listen to that guy when he says it's the best chicken on a stick he's ever had. Okay, I believe him. Yeah, it looks like a guy that gets around and eats a lot. So I'm going to believe him when he says it's the best, okay?
Best chicken on a stick I ever had.
Ever.
How you doing, man?
Man,
I'm stoked to win.
Are you kidding me? It's Friday, big dog. I'm fantastic. I know it didn't turn out the way everybody wanted it to last night, or maybe not everybody wanted it to, but it was still some fun basketball. We had one big blowout, but we had a couple of interesting games in between. Like the staggered start, every other game was a good one. Loyola Chicago still dancing. That was a lot of fun to watch that entire game.
That's my team now. I'm going to squeeze for them, and of course the Q's, but the Q's will get whacked tonight.
You know, I like
like those guys. I'm going to go. I'm going to jock them now until they get whacked, which will probably be in the next game.
I don't
know,
man.
I think I'm going with them.
I think they could take K-State, but I'm going with them too. I picked them in my Sweet 16, like Sister Jean. I had them losing, but I didn't have them losing to Nevada. I didn't have Nevada in that game, but I don't care, man. I'm past all that. I'd still like to beat some of my friends, and I have a chance to do that, but I'm just kind of riding Loyola Chicago right now, and the whole Sister Jean thing. Like, I'm out Sister Jean for president, all right? I'm with it, but at the same time, let's not pretend the reason we're interviewing her and everything is different than what it is. And I don't think she's all that intriguing to talk to. I don't think
she's pretty good though.
She's okay.
I mean, she's on the ball. She's pretty on the ball for however old she is. She's the team champ. It's a little Catholic school.
That's my point.
It's a little Catholic school with a. And this is the thing that's beautiful about this tournament compared to the Chicks tournament. See, there's only like three teams that can win a game in the Chicks tournament.
Right.
They should start at eight. You know what I mean? I mean, UConn, they won a game the other day by 88 points. You know, that's not going to happen here.
Right.
And you're never going to see Sister Jean win a game in the Chicks tournament. You're not going to have that. You know, they just get right to it's just UConn and, like, against the rest of college basketball.
Right,
you
know, I understand that.
It's a different deal.
I get that. I understand the kind of what she embodies, and I understand it that way. I just don't buy the whole thing where everybody has to hear her speak when she gets behind the mic. I'm not saying I don't dislike the woman at all, but we're paying attention to her because, number one, the school she represents, and because she's really old. It's not because she's super exciting behind a microphone, I don't think.
Well, no, the only of course interesting not. Thing... It's just she's an old broad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
absolutely.
That's what's good about it.
The only interesting thing I heard her say was that Loyola Chicago, that she picked against them in the Sweet 16. That was cool to hear. That was
blew
fun.
Her bracket up. I'm sure her bracket's shot to hell now because she didn't pick her team. Bama Chris and a chick. It's always this way. There's like three girls in the whole contest, and it's always a woman that seems to be at the top of the thing. Last year it was my wife. Bama Chris and Tar Heel girl are tied for the lead now. They both have Villanova winning it all. T. Chambers has Michigan winning it all. He's in third place, and then it starts to break up there. Danny T. is in ninth. I'm looking at names. So Wayne in Athens is fourth, sitting right there, but his champ is already gone, so he's shot. The Moose is in ninth, but his champ is gone. He's shot. Kevin Triplett is in ninth, but his champ is gone. He's going to be shot. And there's Mr. Macbeth. Macbeth is in 16th place, and he still has a champion alive, Kansas. So he's still kind of in the mix here and doing really good. Me, I've dropped to 71. I'm going to drop every single round because I got nobody left. I'm going right to the bottom of this thing. I won't even beat Arky.
The guy that's giving me the most trouble that I'm looking at the most is the T. Chambles, because he's got Michigan win at all. That's interesting. I have them in my final four, but he's got his points remaining. He has 1,040 possible points left. I have 840. I think he's the only one above me that has more possible points. Danny T. has 800.
Is that what that last number is? How many points you got remaining?
Yeah, your PPR. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the PPR. Oh, I thought that was points per round.
I think it's possible points. I'm pretty sure it's possible points remaining.
Oh, I only got 160.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I've got 840. And
840 is good.
Yeah. The T. Chambles guy is the only one above me that has more points remaining. Danny T. has 800, but he has Villanova winning. If my champion makes it to the championship, I'll beat Danny T. because I have Kansas beating Villanova. So, you know, that could work.
Wolverine Dan is 43rd, but you know who he picked to win it all? You know who his champion is?
Wolverine Dan. It wasn't Michigan, was it?
No. He picked Sparty.
Oh,
I mean, I think
no.
He's Spartan Dan now. I think he needs to be Spartan Dan.
You should ask him if he can name a Michigan State player.
He can't name any of them players. Oh, Arky's tied with me at 71. But he has potential of more points. Me and Arky are going to weigh this thing down, as we should. Good. All right. Bruce Pearl's necklace is 82. Tom's second bracket is 82.
Oh, man, your second bracket is worse than your
My
first
second
one.
Bracket, which I did not make out, by the way. 82.
Of course, right, you say that because it's in 82nd place.
Yeah.
All right. That's some good stuff today. 1948, Kentucky fans, you know, I know you're a little sour after last night, but on this day in 1948, which was 70 years ago, you guys beat Baylor for the first of your eight championships.
Wait a minute. Who's you guys?
The Kentucky fans. They're boys. They're boys. Okay. Beat Baylor for the first of eight titles.
You're not talking to me. You're talking to them. Though. You're talking to listeners out there. You're saying
you. Okay. No.
They're talking to me. I'm like, when did I become a Kentucky fan?
No, not you. Kentucky fan, yes. Yeah. 1952, the Rangers blow a 6-2 lead with less than 14 minutes to go. They lost 7-6 to the Blackhawks. Mosienko, I think that's how you pronounce his name. You got it. You got to give me some leeway there. He scored three times in 21 seconds. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
What we talked about yesterday, somebody scored in the first 5 seconds of the game. This dude scored three times. He had a hat trick in 21 seconds.
That's nuts.
That's unbelievable. Your boy Mike Bossy in 1982, he records his 20th hat trick, and he finished with 39 before it was all said and done. That is good enough for third all time. So, 1994, again, we're sticking with the hockey here because a lot of cool stuff happened. Wayne Gretzky, we knew it was coming. A couple days ago, he tied it. Today, he set the NHL record on this day 24 years ago with 802 goals. Of course, he finished his career with 894. That obviously is good enough for first all time. I think Gordy still sits in second place.
You know why he didn't break it yesterday?
They didn't play. Yeah, exactly. Three birthdays today. Well, yeah, that's right. Three. We normally try to do it two, but two of them are teammates. So on this day in 1992. And on this day in 1990, Gordon Hayward was born, 28 years old, for the Boston Celtics. Of course, he's played all of, like, 3 minutes for the Celtics. And in 1992, his teammate Kyrie Irving was born. 26 years old is Kyrie.
Really? They got the same birthday?
Same birthday. Didn't know that.
Neither one of them is playing right now.
No, exactly. And Kyrie's having, I think they call it minimally invasive surgery on his knee.
Oh, minor surgery. You know what minor surgery is?
Surgery on Kyrie.
Surgery it's not me. Somebody else. Yeah, right. Minor surgery. It's like a minor heart attack. That's somebody else's heart attack.
Exactly. 1985, Maurice Jones-Drew, MJD. He's 33 today. He's only 33. I would have pegged him for being older.
Wow. Yeah, see, running backs, they have a short shelf life. But, man, 1985.
85. Well, Peterson's birthday was yesterday, and I think he's 33.
That's just so weird. In your mind, you think of these as crusty veteran guys, you know, things like that. And then I think about them. And I have three kids older than that.
That's crazy.
Whacked, man. And I'm young. I'm young. All right, let's go to an old man and get him in here. Wolverine Dan, or should we call him Spartan Dan? Wolverine Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
You have to ask. I picked Sparty because I bought into you, and you're on the bottom. So next year, I'm not listening to you.
Yeah, well, you blew up my phone last night. My wife's like, why does your phone keep going off? That's just Wolverine, Dan. He's just blowing it up.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Speaking of blowing up, the SEC blew up, baby. Let's talk about my favorite program, Michigan. Oh, my God, Tom. They did not have an answer for anything. The Twin Towers were midgets. We knocked them down, man. I'm telling you, the guard play, the first quick step, they couldn't even defend our guards because that's such a fast step. Such as breaking ankles, for crying out loud, is what we were doing.
Can you name one guy on Wolverine's team?
Michigan Wolverines?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wagner.
Okay. You know the coach's name?
Yeah, Boeheim.
Beeline. Not Jim Boeheim. John Beeline.
Beeheim. For crying out loud.
He's going to win.
Thomas.
Yeah, Harbaugh could learn a thing or two from that guy.
My wife and I check it out. We get in the car. We're a little late, right? So we get there. We pull up. It's the downtown hotel. Very plush hotel across the street from Humphreys. All right? Nice. The Loft. It's called The Loft. And my buddy, Big Gabe Bob, and he, big guy, he retired. He's from Michigan, went to the University of Michigan, ran a great party. And then one of his guests was Mike from Blue Pants Brewery, brought a case of freaking dark and light lager beer. Whoa! That's like putting gasoline on a fire when it comes to the old Wolverine Dan, brother. Oh, we put those suckers on ice. I brought the chicken wings. They were knocking threes, and I was knocking down the beverages and the chicken wings. And
I thought you might have had a couple of drinks last night. When looking at your text, I was thinking that you might have. You sent me the same one three times.
I got spell check. You know, I burned. I'm surprised my phone's still working. I got spell check. Every freaking thing I spell, I gotta have a spell check on it. You know me, buddy. Oh, yeah. But bottom line is, oh my God, unbelievable. SEC, where are you? You're not here. The only thing that could have been better, Tom, all right, is if it was against the Buckeyes. We beat by 27 points. That'd have been awesome. Mm-hmm. Or the other thing, Thomas, if we, instead of a basketball, we were bouncing a football. And if our Michigan Wolverines in football played like that, I'd be very happy. Now, with that said, now that we're doing this, Harbaugh needs to take a lesson, and we need to get back on track. Because, you know, Tom, this is a great organization, a great school, Tom. There's the most victories against state football, 11 national championships. We even graduated a president, for crying out loud. Thomas, you know as well as I do. For me, it's the greatest fight song. For you, it's the second greatest fight song. Bottom line, Tom, it's Michigan. You know what I'm talking about. So let's get this trifecta going here, and you know where I'm going.
Well, who do you like out of the South? We're going to go Southwest, East, Midwest, and then your car. So who do you like out of the South now with K-State and Loyola left?
Let's go K-State.
All right, and then I assume you want Michigan out of the West.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you like in the East?
I believe would that Duke or Villanova?
That's the Villanova one.
Yeah, I'll take Villanova.
And then who do you like in the Midwest? That's the one that Duke's in. Duke, Kansas,
yeah, I like
Syracuse. Duke?
I like.
Okay. All right, and are you taking your Michigan boy there? Are you taking the two car at Martinsville?
Oh, yeah. I'll do the Koslowski, the Michigan man.
All right, brother, we got you in. Have a great weekend.
All right,
coming up next. He's crazy, man. Coming up next, we're Anthony Herron. Big Ant is back in the house right after this on 730, 1039 AM.
730 and 1039, The Ump. More sports.
Hey, gang, Tom Abraham here for Woody Anderson Ford. Have you noticed the weather lately? Spring is definitely in the air, and you know what that has me thinking about? Getting my vehicle serviced at Woody Anderson Ford. Now, Woody Anderson Ford at Jordan and Sparkman Lanes has incredible new service lanes. So clean, it's like pulling into a NASCAR garage. Plus, the service team is first rate. They're knowledgeable and courteous. So if you go in there and say, it's kind of making a whirring sound when I turn the wheel, or it clunks at the stoplight, well, they got you covered. So get your spring service now at Woody Anderson Ford.
Cole Kublik here to tell you about my friends at Valley Equipment Rental. You can check them out online at valleyequipmentrents.com. And with landscaping season just around the corner, if you're looking for an excavator, backhoe, trencher, skid steer, or more, check out Valley Equipment Rental, located right there on South Memorial Parkway, right there near Airport Road. All the equipment's online at valleyequipmentrents.com, or give Ross and Tanner a call today at 256-964-6081. That's 256-964-6081 for Valley Equipment Rental.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale March 26th. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at seven area courses, and an hour session in an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Links at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Links at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com. Weather is sponsored by Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the best price for unlimited. Sprint works for me. Visit a Sprint store today.
Compared to national carrier, unlimited rates features differ.
A partly sunny sky today, the high in the mid-60s at 65. Tonight, increasingly cloudy with the low at 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers by afternoon, the high 68. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of widely scattered showers, the high at 70. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whose fight song is this? It's Football Friday. Where's my Friday Football Friday video? That's what I'm supposed to have. How come I'm not having that? I mean, what's going on there, T-Mac? Killing me.
Don't worry. T-Mac's on it. I got a thing here.
Oh, okay. All right. I know you'll get that fixed. All right. Anthony Heron. Good friend of the show, just continues to grow his star. He was all over Fox yesterday or a couple days ago, and he was in Los Angeles for Sam Darnold's pro day, and he joins us now on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. Ant, welcome back, brother. How are you?
Big diggity. Doing spectacular, as always. Got the five-month-old over here in his bouncer. He's going on 6 months now, so he's starting to move around a bit. You've been through this, as I know, so it's crazy how much they changed at this point. I was gone out west for a couple of days, and I come back. He's eating solid food. He's got all his hair on his head. He's doing backflips and cartwheels. It's pretty impressive.
That's what they do, man. I mean, they grow so fast, it's ridiculous. And I'll tell you what, the next thing you know, and this is a true story because you know I got a slew of them, next thing you know, you're taking them to the tux shop to pick out their prom tux, and then after that, the next thing you know, you're standing next to them, and you're looking over their shoulder in the hospital at their baby. I mean, that, man. That'll go by so fast, it's crazy.
I'm trying to soak up all these different moments now where he's still tiny, where he's willing to take the smooches on the cheek, or if he's, like, asleep at night and we're taking him out of the rocker and getting ready to put him in the crib. And, you know, he doesn't mind being in our arms right now. And everybody keeps telling me that they're going to grow out of that. at some point. So we are trying to soak this in since he's still at an age right now where he's not really physically capable of doing anything to stop us from holding him and smooching on him anyway. So we're taking advantage of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about Sam Darnold. And, you know, because he's a baby coming into the NFL. What did you see and what's your thought process on him? You covered him. You covered Rosen. You know, these are two guys that obviously are going to be in the first three or four picks. You know, what was your thought process after seeing Darnold throw in the rain at that USC Pro Day?
The thing that I was struck by is going into Darnold's Pro Day at USC a couple of days ago, I really didn't anticipate him looking overly impressive. I mean, he's a physical specimen in throwing the football, so I knew he looked fine. I didn't expect him to look bad. But that's not really his form as far as just being on the practice field and doing drills and looking precise. He's always been more of a gamer, whether you're talking high school or college. So I expected to be a little bit underwhelmed with the pro day, but I really wasn't. And it was for multiple reasons. One, there were some mechanical tweaks that he made. And in talking to Jordan Palmer, his quarterback coach, about it, I thought the tweaks that he was working on would also involve his throwing motion. It really didn't. What they focused more on was some of the ball security things as far as having two hands on the ball, as far as being precise with his footwork in the pocket and as he left the pocket, making sure it's pointed towards targets and proper angles. So there's a lot of things that he corrected that showed themselves on the field at the pro day. That was impressive. But then the storyline, you know, the arc of the day ended up being about the fact that, you know, the song "It Never Rained in Southern California." That was untrue. It rained. And not only did it rain a little bit, it was like a monsoon. It's raining sideways after his throwing session got started. And he really still did well. He threw the ball with a lot of velocity, with some accuracy, still had the rotational RPMs on it. And that, especially in inclement conditions, it shows that the whole hand size thing has become in vogue as a quarterback concern.
Yeah.
His hands are plenty big, plenty strong. He was able to still get the rotation on the ball, even in those wet conditions. So it ended up being a really impressive day for multiple reasons for Sam Darnold.
Can you verify the story that he put the kibosh on moving inside? Because supposedly one of the guys, the USC guys, said we're going to move everything around and have you throw before it rains and then have the linemen work out in the rain. He said, why are we doing that? And he said, so you don't have to throw in the rain. And he said, no, we'll just throw in the rain. And he says, I don't care if it rains. I'm trying to go to Cleveland. I mean, can you verify this story?
Yes, it is 100% true. That's what happened. And, you know, for USC, they don't necessarily have a true indoor facility, but they did. They anticipated the rain. It's not something that comes up very much in Los Angeles. So they've got an indoor workout area, but it's not really a full practice field. But what was discussed, what was suggested to Sam, was to switch the order because basically – you know, he had teammates who were, of course, NFL prospects as well, and they were thinking, let's switch the batting order of the workout, have you throw first, and then have the linemen and the linebackers, the defensive linemen, all the other guys who are here as prospects for the pro day, just have their on-field drills be after yours. And Sam, like you said, he put the kibosh on. He said, nope, I'm here. You know, but, and it's not just, you know, his comment was about Cleveland, but in addition to Cleveland, New York was there. They're a bad weather team, of course. You know, both New York teams. All 32 teams were represented, but the two biggest contingencies to me, just by my eye test, were Cleveland and New York. And at the end of that workout, everyone was fairly wild by what they saw him able to do in that monsoon condition, where a lot of folks started to say, you know what, maybe this puts a trade even more in play with someone trying to see if they can get the Cleveland Browns to give up the number one overall pick. Because as we know, in recent years, the Browns have been all about acquiring multiple picks in the draft.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they can't. Now with John Dorsey in there, they've got to take a quarterback, you know, at one. I think everybody thinks that they're going to do that. The problem is that these guys all seem so razor thin. Josh Allen with his tool set, but he didn't play with anybody or against anybody. You know, Josh Rosen, there's questions about his desire to really play, and I don't buy any of that. And then Darnold, you know, taking care of the ball. And what would you say about people that say that Sam Darnold seems a little bit, I don't know, soft, you know, that he's a little bit mild-mannered, if you will, or, you know, and not really the kind of guy that could command the huddle in the NFL and get in there and take charge?
I'm not concerned about that just in being around Sam. And I've seen a lot of how he's interacted with his teammates even while he was at USC. I mean, you know, you've seen with the Steelers, Juju Smith-Schuster is a fairly big personality, and he's a bit boisterous, and he doesn't mind getting out there mixing up on the field, and he doesn't mind, you know, drawing with teammates a little bit. He's a, you know, the fun-loving guy, but he's a domineering personality by comparison to a guy like Sam Darnold. But there's times on the practice field and in games where Sam will pull, you know, Juju aside while they were teammates in college and straighten him out, let him know certain ways that things needed to happen within the offense or, you know, the larger scope of how things operated with the team. So while Darnold isn't necessarily a big personality, he does have the willingness within him to grab a guy more one-on-one. And that's more where his leadership shows, is that he's not looking to embarrass a teammate, maybe call somebody out in front of everyone, where, like, you know, I was a teammate of Brett Favre's, and Brett, he didn't mind yelling across the practice field at somebody. He didn't mind getting in your face. And Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, these types of guys don't mind getting in your face, maybe in front of everyone. That's one style of leadership. Sam's is more so a one-on-one thing. Hey, you know, let's take a step to the side here and let you know what I need from you. So he doesn't mind confronting people, but his style is more so where he doesn't want to do it where it's maybe embarrassing them in front of everyone.
Does that work in the NFL, though? I mean, we've seen Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and some of the other greats, you know, undress a guy right then and there. You know, does that approach, you think, work in the league?
Yeah, I think it certainly can. You know, just because there's 32 different starting quarterbacks and there's going to be 32 different personalities. And, you know, I mean, I'd say that Sam Darnold is, without a doubt, he's got more gusto in his confrontations than what a personality like Eli Manning does. And Eli's won 2 Super Bowls. You know, Marcus Mariota is certainly a more mild-mannered personality than Sam Darnold. So that, amongst a number of things, I'm not as concerned with that. Sam is the type of guy that teammates rally around. He's a galvanizing type of guy. I did have some concerns about that with Mariota because he's very soft-spoken and he doesn't want to, you know, have any conflict with anyone at any time, even whether it's one-on-one or whatever. So I had concerns about that with Mariota a couple of years ago. It doesn't really concern me with Sam because he's got a personality that I think people will enjoy, and he doesn't mind grabbing somebody. He's just not making a big show out of it like certain other personality types will.
Yeah, and I saw Mariota get a little more, a little more vocal this past year. You know, it just seemed to be, I think now as a veteran of 3 years now, it kind of changes things a little bit. But Anthony Herron with us from the Pac-12 Network talking a little bit of draft. All right, so for you, compare and contrast Darnold or Rosen. You're the GM of the Cleveland Browns. You're going to take a quarterback first. If you want to throw Baker Mayfield in that mix as well, or Josh Allen in that mix as well, tell me, you know, which one you're taking with the first pick overall.
Well, Josh Rosen, you kind of talked about him a moment ago, where there are, and I'm talking to different NFL teams over the last few weeks here, and there's certainly some folks who have some concerns about his durability because of the time he's missed with different injuries over the last couple of years. But what I'm hearing as much as, if not more, than the durability concern is the attitude concern and whether or not he's a guy who's going to be coachable when he shows up. My impression of that is that it's a valid question. It's a valid concern because of what we've seen from Rosen, but I think it's about the team doing the homework and meeting with him and getting to know him, where I think as long as you've got a strong system in place, a good offensive staff, what it tends to come down to for Josh is if he basically respects the intelligence of the coach, if he believes in the system that's being run, because he's not a bad guy, but he is a guy who knows he's highly intelligent and wants to feel like he's being taught by people who really know the game at a really high level. Like this last season with Jed Fish, who took over as the offensive coordinator at UCLA, he had 0 issues from Josh throughout the season. But that was mainly because Jed had some NFL pedigree to him. Jed had a more complex system. Josh really liked it, and Jed did a good job challenging him and adding to it. So I don't think that most teams would end up having an issue from Josh Rosen from an attitude standpoint. And the film tells me that maybe 7 years ago, before the NFL went towards this more mobile, pseudo spread look that we have now, 5 to 7 years ago, Josh Rosen would have been the hands down number one pick. His film is that good as far as what he does in passing the football. It's just a new day and a different game now, where while Sam Darnold lacks the precision that Josh Rosen has, he outshines Rosen just as a sheer playmaker and his ability to improvise. And you really need that to have success in the NFL these days, unless you're Tom Brady or Drew Brees, where you're just so far beyond mentally, right, where your opponent is on defense.
right, just a couple of minutes left, but you know, everybody talking about running back wise, Saquon Barkley, obviously, and somebody's gonna snag him in the first five or six picks. Darius Geis, a lot of people think he's the next best running back, and I don't know how much further down you go with that guy. But talk to me about Ronald Jones, the second, a kid you saw as well at USC, because I know CBS has him ranked ahead of Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, and we don't talk about Ronald Jones much. If you need a back, does it have to be Saquon Barkley or a guy like Ronald Jones is a guy that's going to be a pretty valuable guy at 6'1", 195 in the NFL?
That's interesting because this is the second year in a row where we've got a really deep crop of running backs after a number of years where it seemed like maybe running backs are going to be outlawed in the National Football League. You got a bunch of receivers back there playing the position. But, yeah, this is another year where it's really deep there. I do agree Darius Geis is the second best back to me. And I would say Ronald Jones. Nick Chubb, I like a lot. I do think it's between Sony Michel and Ronald Jones, whether or not you're going to take one of them as that third back off the board. I personally would have Sony Michel a little bit higher on my board because I think he's got some of that Ronald Jones burst. They both started to run with more power this past season, but Sony Michel is a more accomplished receiver out of the backfield. He's got softer hands. So when you're looking for that all-purpose dimension, Ronald Jones can do some of that. Sony Michel does it at a higher level. So I would have Michel as my third back. Ronald Jones is back number four. And one of the things that hurts him is that he went to the combine, and on his very first 40, he pulled up lame and injured his hamstring. He hasn't recovered yet. He wasn't even really able to participate very well in USC's pro day the other day. He kind of half-speed ran some routes just to get some swing passes from Donald, just to be somewhat active and show a little bit of toughness. But he still hasn't completely healed yet. So that's something that I think continues to haunt him a bit as folks really want to get a closer evaluation on can he be more of an all-purpose guy.
Always a pleasure, Big Ant. And, I know you're getting big, but hopefully you'll be a regular for us as you have. And I'd like to talk to you a couple more times before the draft, if possible.
Oh, yeah, let's make that happen. I'll be there for the first round in Dallas. It's going to be April 26th on that Thursday night. So, yeah, we can definitely have some discussions between now and then and make sure we're keeping all your listeners updated on what's happening.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Big diggity. Always a pleasure.
Let's grab a break. We'll come back. Where do all the SEC running backs stack, by the way? I talked about Darius Geis. Where do they all stack out? I'll give you one site's ratings on them next, right here on 730-1039
AM. The UMP, 730 and 1039. The UMP.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Warner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness.
This just in, it is Sister Jean's world and the rest of us are merely living in it. And if you did not know that before last night, you do now. Because as good as Porter Moser is and Clayton Custer and the rest of the Loyola Ramblers, we know who's calling the shots there. It's the 98-year-old nun turned international superstar. How else do you explain Loyola getting to the Elite Eight after beating back Nevada 69-68? How else do you explain Andre Jackson hitting a go-ahead three with less than 3 minutes to go after he had not hit one in a month? How else do you explain Marcus Towns scoring 50? In the first two games, but 18 last night, including that absolute dagger three. How else do you explain the fact that Loyola of Chicago is one win away from the Final Four? Sister Jean, that's how. I'm Jim Rome.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, especially on game day.
CP3! Ready to watch some hoops?
Did you bring the red water bottles?
Right here.
And my
rabbit's foot keychain. Chris, I'm your State Farm agent. I help protect the things that really matter to you. I'm not a good luck charm.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay. Oh, look at him. But I think I was sitting in the comfy seat last time.
What?
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm. Here to help life go right.
You can stay.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high-speed data for $25 a month with no mystery fees and no activation fees ever. Just $25 a month on a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Buyers now at nationwide retailers like Best Buy or at Simple Mobile dealers. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
A month equals 30 days. Limited time offer ends 9/30/18. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's day two of the Sweet 16. That's right, more thrilling, gripping, fantastic college basketball. Coverage starts at 5 p.m. all right here on The Ump.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word LIKE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text LIKE to 797979. Text LIKE to 797979.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hey, partly sunny sky today, the high in the mid-60s at 65. Tonight, increasingly cloudy with the low at 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers by afternoon, the high 68. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of widely scattered showers, the high at 70. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Now back to the big dog. Bark, bark.
Talking about. Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Not enough time for the update, but let's. Behind Saquon Barkley is a bunch of SEC backs. Darius Geis, though, we always talk about Nick Chubb or Sony Michelle. We don't talk about Darius Geis like we forgot about him. But Darius Geis at 5'11", 212, rated by by CBS's experts as the number two overall back in this draft and the number 12. Overall prospect in this deal. And then after Ronald Jones is Nick Chubb at number four back, Sony Michel number five. They're both rated number 47 and 51 overall players. So that would put them both in the second round. Kerryon Johnson, number 74 overall, number seven running back. Other SEC backs, John Kelly, the number 15 back in this deal, 150th overall, third or fourth round. Rock Thomas, we'll include him because he was at Auburn, out of Jacksonville State at the number 16 back. Jordan Wilkins, the number 18 back out of Ole Miss. And Bo Scarborough, the number 19 running back in this draft, 201st name on this deal, like a fifth or sixth round draft pick, Bo Scarborough. You can agree or disagree on that. All right, coming up, Steve Merrill from ProSportsInfo.com. He'll handicap the games tonight. maybe give you a Final Four, and a pick in the race at Martinsville next, right here on 730-1039. Yep.
WUMP Sports Radio, The Op.
Nobody knows paint quite like the pro, and nobody appreciates pro painters quite like the Home Depot. During Pro Appreciation Week, March 19th through 25th, Pro Extra members get special discounts on top pro brands, like 25% off all Behr Pro paint. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. And that's especially true for pros. Pro Appreciation Week, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in-store while supplies last. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout to receive discount.
Did you know you can spray Linex on just about anything that needs protection?
More than just, like, bed liners?
You got it. How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, or motorcycle?
I never thought of that. You can spray something like this?
Virtually anything you can think of.
I thought you were just the best bed liner around. I had no idea.
Think outside the bed liner and Linex it. Call 256-721-1331 or stop by and see me, Susie, at Linex of Huntsville on Research Park Boulevard.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Huntsville and Florence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Huntsville and Florence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Huntsville and Florence are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text WEALTH to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text WEALTH to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text WEALTH to 82,000. That's WEALTH to 82,000.
Want to tell you about my friends at Madison RV Supercenter. If you're in the market for a fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, maybe a motorhome, Class A or Class C, Madison RV Supercenter has used and new inventory for you. The prices are second to none. You can finance it on site. You can rent RVs at Madison RV Supercenter. Trade yours in. Come check out the parts and service department as well. Go to MadisonRV.com or call 256-837-3883.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Picture streams in our community. That's where our kids play. And dogs splash. And some of these streams provide the water we drink. But is the water in these streams clean and safe? The truth is, for most local streams, no one knows. That's a problem. One the Isaac Walton League can help you solve with the Clean Water Challenge. For almost 50 years, the Isaac Walton League of America has helped people just like you test the water in local streams, clean up pollution, and protect healthy waters. Today, the Isaac Walton League has an ambitious new goal. Engage volunteers across the country to test 100,000 more streams for pollution. You can protect clean water in our community by joining the Clean Water Challenge. To get involved, visit IWLA.org. That's IWLA.org.
What is us?
Us is a foundation.
Us is the future.
Us is a bond.
But right now, that bond is fraying.
And we need a place that could make it whole.
From diabetes prevention to safety around.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The UMP. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus station.